With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Right now, Wisconsin is one of about a dozen states that does not offer a film and TV tax incentive, and one of just four that does not have a designated film office. A bill introduced in the state legislature would change that. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with some filmmakers on why they support the bill.
The bill would create a Wisconsin film office and give filmmakers a 30% tax credit for making a movie or TV show in the state. The film office acts as a kind of liaison between people wanting to make a production in the state and some of the things they'll need, like locations, local crews, and any kind of permitting requirements. The tax credit works as an incentive for people to film here. Nathan Deming is a filmmaker based in Eau Claire.
This has become a pretty widely embraced approach by not just states, but countries as well, in order to lure in all kinds of film production and TV production, from big Hollywood things to small indie things to commercials.
The 30% credit makes the state competitive with what neighboring states are offering. Deming says projects that are set in Wisconsin are often filmed in other places, like the new sci-fi show Revival that is set in Wausau but filmed in Canada.
Every script I've been handed in the past 6 months while touring the state and talking a bit about these film incentives, every script is set in northern Wisconsin. I think it's where a lot of our imagination goes, and I think it's really untapped potential in terms of cinema.
Rhinelander-based filmmaker Nate Shepard has seen the interest in filmmaking grow in the Northwoods. He recently started a filmmaking group that is already over 100 members. Shepard believes this bill will benefit the arts community as well as the economy.
Even if we were to get a $2 million project, which is considered, I think, still a micro budget, I don't know. It's like film is expensive to make sometimes. But if you get something like that here, where people, you know, the crew is, being put up in our local hotels, they're eating at the local coffee shops.
The film expenditures in Illinois annually top $6 million. Both Deming and Shepard testified in front of the Ways and Means Committee and have been encouraging people to reach out to their state lawmakers to support the bill. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Fire struck a home in Hurley over the weekend. The Hurley Fire Department said in a press release the fire was reported around 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Firefighters responded to 400 Poplar Street and found flames coming from the rear of the residence in the attic area. There was also heavy smoke. No injuries were reported. A malfunction by an electrical device caused the fire. Several other agencies helped at the scene. Wausau's mayor would like to see his job eliminated. Doug Denny is proposing the city move to a manager-council form of government.
City manager, the mayor would then go away. There wouldn't be one. So I envision by the time I'm done, I might likely be the last mayor of Wausau.
Denny says his form of government has worked in other areas.
If you look at, like I said, Eau Claire, similar-sized city, they operated under the manager with the council. Oshkosh has a variation.
Denny says it's not a change that will be made quickly.
This could be a little ways out there, but the only way to flesh it out is to put it on the table and start talking about it.
Denny says the change would mean casting a wide net for someone with a background in municipal management.
Professional, municipal, trained, masters of municipal administration. We can search the entire country. We can get the best person.
Denny says he plans to assemble a task force to further examine the possible move before presenting more details to the Wausau City Council. He believes the change could be made either with or without a voter referendum. Eight Wisconsin cities, including four rural communities, will receive improvements to make their communities more livable. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
11 grantees collectively received more than $100,000 in funds to implement quick action projects this year through AARP Wisconsin's Community Challenge. Jennifer Stefani with Creative Downtown Appleton Incorporated is a past recipient and used the funds to install a seasonal parklet or mobile patio in an area that lacked these amenities. She says the aluminum parklet is handicap accessible, includes three tables and six chairs with planters and herbs for public use.
So it's rosemary and basil, and we had some kale in there. We take care of watering it throughout the summer, and residents can just come down and pick the fresh herbs.
Stefani worked with the city of Appleton to develop a citywide policy for parklets. She says the grant funds were instrumental given the funding constraints that organizations like hers face. Darren Wasniewski with AARP Wisconsin notes the funds are designed to improve quality and accessibility for residents of all ages and abilities, with projects to be completed by December 15th. He says these projects often spark community interest in similar initiatives to meet local needs.
Not all of our grantees need to go on and change city policy, but it's always great when they can be used as that catalyst to have these public discussions about, is there something that we can change to make the community livable for all?
Some of this year's AARP-funded projects include handicap accessibility improvements to public spaces, home repairs for seniors, digital access and literacy expansion, and housing alternatives. The full list of 2025 grant recipients can be found on AARP's website. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from withholding billions of dollars in transportation funds from states that don't agree to participate in some immigration enforcement actions. 20 states, including Wisconsin, sued after they said Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy threatened to cut off funding to states that refused to comply with President Donald Trump's immigration agenda. A U.S. district judge barred federal transportation officials from carrying out that threat before the lawsuit is fully resolved. An attorney for the Department of Transportation had argued that the department had the legal discretion to set conditions on states receiving the congressionally approved funds. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.